This is Chairman Dell, DOD, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Kenton Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Alicia Techenbrock, please note the following medical letter. First name is A-L-I-S-H-A. Last name is T-E-C-K-E-N-B-R-O-C-K. On September 8th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taking the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 35-year-old female, height 5'2", weight 226 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about November 10th, 2023, period. Her vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked and her head struck the vehicle, and there was questionable loss of consciousness, period. The patient was westbound on 3rd Street when another vehicle stopped abruptly in front of her, causing the patient to rear-end the vehicle, period. Shortly after that, the patient was rear-ended by the wrongdoer, who was driving a school bus for Monroe County Community School Corporation, period. The patient had immediate pain in her neck, comma, low back, comma, left hip, comma, right shoulder, comma, and head pain, period. She also had dizziness and nausea, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having pain in her neck, comma, low back, comma, left hip, comma, and right shoulder, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. Her neck pain was treated adequately with an ablation, comma, physical therapy, comma, chiropractic treatment, comma, medication, comma, and injections, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a throbbing, burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right arm to the fingertips, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain was treated with physical therapy, comma, chiropractic care, comma, and medication, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It lasts approximately 7 hours per day, period. It is a piercing, throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to both hips, period. Ablation therapy was discussed but not done as of this date, period. New paragraph. Her left hip pain was treated with physical therapy, comma, chiropractic care, comma, and medication, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It lasts approximately 8 hours per day, period. It is a ripping, throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the right hip, period. New paragraph. Her right shoulder pain was treated with physical therapy, comma, chiropractic care, comma, and medication, period. It is intermittent, period. It lasts approximately 12 hours per day, period. It is a ripping and burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the fingertips, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen at IU Bloomington Emergency Room via ambulance, period. She had x-rays and CAT scan, was treated and released, period. The next day or so, she was seen in St. Vincent's Emergency Room in Castleton, had x-rays, period. Later, she was seen at Monroe County Emergency Room, period. She had chiropractic care at Indiana Chiropractic in Bloomington several times, period. She saw her family doctor, Dr. Miller, several times, given pain medicine as well as MRIs to the neck and low back, period. She was referred to the pain management center. She was seen there several times, period. She was given an ablation to the neck, and they discussed ablation to the low back down the road, period. The patient lost 40 pounds since the accident because of lack of appetite, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems playing with children, her children, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 15 pounds, comma, sitting over 10 minutes, comma, standing over 5 minutes, comma, walking over 20 feet, comma, sports such as softball and cheerleading, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include Cymbalta, comma, Abilify, comma, muscle relaxers, comma, and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines and exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for depression, comma, anxiety, comma, fibromyalgia, comma, and chronic pain syndrome, period. Her depression and anxiety has gotten worse since the automobile accident, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for right tibial fracture at age 13 without permanency due to a moped accident, period. Left ACL repair of the knee, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient never injured her left hip in the past, period. The patient's right shoulder was injured in 2018 when she tore her rotator cuff, but no surgery was necessary, period. This injury occurred pulling a wagon at the Children's Museum. It did heal completely after about 12 weeks, but she did have chiropractic care and an injection without permanency, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident 2013 without permanency, treatment, or emergency room visit, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient had a slip and fall injury in 2012 at a hotel on stairs, period. There was no permanency, period. Her leg and ankle was injured, and she was only seen once, period. The patient had a moped accident at age 13 where she fractured her right tibia. There was no permanency, but she did have rods and pins, and it was a compound fracture, period. The rods and pins were later removed, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient was a home health care provider, period. She has not been able to return to work since the accident, period. She has applied for disability due to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. I reviewed several medical records, including records from Dr. Mobley, M-O-B-L-E-Y, comma, Ascension St. Vincent's records, comma, Center for Pain Management, comma, IU Health Bloomington, comma, Kroger Pharmacy records, comma, Monroe Hospital records, period, and Wellspring Pain Solution records, period. IU Bloomington Emergency Room Records, November 10th, 2023, presents to the ED via EMS for MVC, period. Was involved in three-vehicle collision, comma. She was initially involved in front impact collision at low rate of speed, followed by rear impact at moderate rate of speed, period. She hit her head on the steering wheel, and there was brief loss of consciousness, period. Medics removed her from car, secondary to her left shoulder pain, and she also endorses upper back slash neck pain and mild headache, period. On physical examination, the abnormalities were documented, including tenderness of the cervical spine, comma, tenderness to the left upper quadrant, comma, back paraspinal tenderness, comma, and diffuse musculoskeletal tenderness, period. CT of the cervical spine and CT of the head were negative for acute abnormalities, period. X-rays of the elbow and shoulder were negative for acute findings, period. Discharge diagnosis was motor vehicle collision, period. End of report. Indiana University MRI of the cervical spine, February 16th, 2024, showed a disc protrusion at C6-7. MRI of the shoulder showed mild infraspinatus tendinopathy and mild biceps tenosynovitis. End of report. IU Bloomington Emergency Room Report, January 11th, 2024, presents with right neck and shoulder pain radiating into a right upper extremity, period. Patient was in a car accident in November. Assessment, 1, neck pain, 2, shoulder pain. End of report. Monroe Hospital Emergency Department, November 19th, 2023. Chief complaint, motor vehicle collision. The injury occurred 2 weeks ago, period. Complains of moderate pain, period. Back pain and shoulder pain, comma, involving the right hip and left hip, period. On physical examination, patient in moderate distress. Back tenderness noted. Right hip reproducible tenderness. Left hip tenderness, period. Disposition, discharged home. Clinical impression, 1, pulmonary nodule, 2, sprain of the lumbar spine. End of report. Aaron Mobley, D.C., M-O-B-L-E-Y. This is chiropractic note dated November 15th, 2023. Record state patient was hit by a bus last Friday in a car accident, period. Assessment was MVA. I reviewed multiple of their records, including their diagnosis and treatment plan, which was performed. I, Dr. Mandel, have found this to all be appropriate. End of report. Center for Pain Management note, January 3rd, 2025. Presents for evaluation of lower back and neck pain, period. Back pain present since MVC about 1 year ago, period. Assessment is chronic pain syndrome. 2, cervical spondylosis. 3, myofascial pain. 4, lumbar spondylosis. Treatment plan is consider lumbar ablation, medial branch block of the lumbar spine, period. End of report. MRI of the cervical spine, as well as lumbar spine and thoracic spine, dated November 3rd, 2024. Findings, cervical lordosis straightening may be positional or due to muscle spasm, period. several levels of disc bulge, as well as a central disc protrusion at C6-7. MRI of the lumbar spine showed L3-4 and L5. I'm sorry. Levels of the lumbar spine at L3-4 and L4-5 with disc bulges, period. At L3-4, a left foraminal / extraforaminal disc protrusion is seen, period. At L4-L5, there is a left lateral recess / foraminal disc protrusion is seen, period. End of report. Operative report, April 2nd, 2025, bilateral C5-6-7, medial branch blocks, period. End of report. Wellspring pain solution report, April 3rd, 2025, presents today for follow-up after undergoing bilateral diagnostic medial branch blocks for her C5-6 and C6-7 arthropathy performed yesterday, period. Following the diagnostic block, she reports no significant improvement in her neck and shoulder pain, period. End of report. Wellspring's pain solution report, March 27th, 2025. Presents today as a new patient, referred from a primary care provider for chronic pain, period. Widespread pain throughout her body, period. Prior diagnosis of fibromyalgia, chronic neck and low back pain, period. States her whole body hurts, currently her neck is the main generator, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after reviewing the above medical records, in performing an IME, I found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 10th, 2023 were all appropriate, reasonable, medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, pain, strain, radiculopathy, and herniated nucleus pulposus at C6-7, period. The above required ablation treatment, period. Number two, lumbar trauma, pain, strain, radiculopathy, herniated disc at L3-4, herniated disc at L4-5, and multi-level disc bulges, period. Number three, left hip trauma, pain, and strain, period. Number four, right shoulder trauma, pain, strain, and tendonitis, period. The above four diagnoses were all directly caused by the automobile accident of November 10th, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have a permanent impairment in relationship to the cervical, lumbar, left hip, and right shoulder regions, period. By permanent impairment, I'm meaning the patient will have continuous pain in diminished range of motion in all four areas for the remainder of life because of her accident, auto accident of November 10th, 2023, period. New paragraph. No, scratch new paragraph. Also, under permanent impairment, also the patient will have and will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in all four areas as she ages, including her cervical, lumbar, left hip, and right shoulder regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was told that she will need ablation to her low back period. She was also advised by her doctors that she may need surgery to her neck, but the low back was not discussed from a surgical standpoint, period. It is my feeling, Dr. Mandel, that the patient will require ablations to the low back, period. These ablations cost approximately $4,000, period. These ablations need to be repeated every 6 to 8 months until definitive surgical intervention is done, period. Due to her herniated discs in her neck and low back, it is my professional feeling that the patient will need definitive surgical correction to both areas at a later date, period. Additional over-the-counter medication will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need further pain management at an estimated cost of $5,000, period. Some injections in the cervical and lumbar region will cost approximately $4,000, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. A back brace will cost $250. You need to be replaced every 2 years, period. An occasional shoulder sling will cost approximately $100, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, but I have not provided I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation.